Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray is engineering and producing today's show on this Tuesday, December the 20th, 2016. And Ray, have you got your Christmas shopping done? Thumbs up? No, of course not. Are you kidding? Why did I even ask? You'll be out there certainly Friday and Saturday, I'm sure. We're coming to you from Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. We've got worldwide live listening. If you're near a computer or at your computer, you can stream our show, as they say, at buckmastershow.com and, of course, kvoi.com. And we've got all of our podcasts. Pretty much every show we have done since we started the radio project January 3rd of 2011, so we'll be coming up on 6 years here in early January for the Buckmaster Radio Show. 790-2040 is our live line number if you would like to give us a call. Still have a few places on our Facebook page for you, and we're easy to find on Facebook, and we're on Twitter as well at Buckmaster Show. Let's welcome now newly elected District Number 10, Arizona Representative Kirsten Engel. Kirsten, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me back on your show.
Well, congratulations for your victory.
Thank you very much.
Kirsten is a professor of law and former associate dean at the University of Arizona. She has been an educator, an environmental lawyer, a champion for solar energy and well-paying jobs, and she is taking over for Bruce Wheeler. Was he termed out, Representative Wheeler, or he just decided not to run again?
No, he had one more term. He decided not to run.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
He decided to get away from the madness for a couple of
years. He did.
He will be missed, though, by a lot of people.
Very much. He leaves very big shoes to fill. He was the assistant minority leader.
Right.
And in that capacity, really led our delegation. So I have I'm in contact with him, and he's been a wonderful mentor.
Well, give him my best. I remember interviewing him a long time ago when he was on the Tucson City Council, so that goes back a long way.
Well,
all right. Have you had some orientation? What is the process for someone who now a citizen lawmaker who is going to transition to that environment?
Well, they pretty much throw us into the fire, even though our official swearing-in will be January 9th, that Monday. That's set by the Arizona Constitution. But as soon as you're elected, they throw you into all kinds of briefing sessions up at the Capitol, and it's been tremendously helpful. I cannot tell you what a very professional staff of people we have up in Phoenix. So I've been through a couple days of freshman orientation. So all the Democrats and the Republicans that are newly elected, each caucus has had a separate orientation.
Okay. So. And you've put a staff together? You've put your own staff?
Well,
the office staff kind of comes with the position.
Yes, each member of the legislature shares a staff member. At least that's how it is in the House.
Mm-hmm.
I've met my assistant that I'll be sharing with Representative Daniel Hernandez, and I think that'll go well. But there isn't a whole lot of staff resources for us individually. But each caucus has a group of staff members, and they are just excellent.
So the Arizona Constitution says the second Monday, I believe, of January is the commencement of our legislature.
That's
and of course,
right.
That goes, the swearing in will go hand in hand with the Governor Ducey's State of the State address. What's the feeling? What are you hearing? Usually there's some kind of a marquee issue that pops up during these addresses. What are you hearing from your colleagues?
I think there's no question it's education funding.
Okay.
And, of course, this is an issue near and dear to my heart and so many of my constituents. And I think it's going to be front and center this legislative session.
We have K-12 education specifically.
K-12 education specifically. But I think people are also very aware that the universities are struggling right now and they have needs. ABOR has put in a proposal that will...
Arizona Border Regions.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That will... what they want to do is bring... bring basically their funding level up from the state, so it's basically a 50-50 state and other sources of funding.
They would like to see that as a firm formula going forward, correct?
That's right. That's right.
And
I think K through 12, though, really is going to be the focus.
And community colleges have been so hit.
Very much.
Funding has been just devastated for those folks.
That's right. That's right. Now, there's a lot of talk about a sales tax increase, and we see that effort. Actually, the person who's most been in the news has been Republican Heather Carter. In that proposal, if that continues the current funding formula, there will be money in it for community colleges. But otherwise, I haven't heard of any separate money for community colleges, but that's a real issue.
We're speaking with Kirsten Engel. She is the newly elected Legislative District 10 Arizona House of Representatives. Almost said candidate, but I don't need to say that anymore. You are duly elected. And the issue about education, when it comes to, there'd been some talk about all-day kindergarten, perhaps,
that's right,
being on the agenda.
That's right. That's also out
there. You think
there
that might pop up in the state of the state?
I think it will. Mm. That is something that Governor Ducey has spoken about, and there's been groups that have been pushing hard for that. And, of course, that's a bit of an old issue. That was something that the state pledged to fund several years ago and did not carry through on that promise after the recession hit. So that's also in the mix. So I think the most critical needs that have been identified is dealing with the teacher shortage across the state, also dealing with some real deterioration of facilities, buildings. We've had a lot of news reports about unsafe buses for, mm-hmm. for transporting kids. So that's very high up there. Definitely all-day kindergarten as well.
And the budget will be always the big issue, right?
It will. Mm-hmm. It will. And as a result of further tax cuts, the revenues have really taken a hit. So the surplus money that was left over last year.
A.K.A. Rainy Day Fund, which have no idea how much is in that fund, right? I haven't heard the latest figure.
It's around $400 or $500 million.
Okay. That will be a target, believe me.
That will be a target. I think one of the issues there is, you know, how much money do you have to kind of keep in that fund in order to get sort of good ratings from credit rating mm-hmm. agencies for the state? There was also a surplus at the end of last year, which seems to have kind of dissipated. We're down to something like, I think the Joint Legislative Budget Committee estimates something like $77 million, and that used to be a larger figure. So we're playing with less money there.
Are you budgeting for 2 years now, or is this just a year-to-year budget still
for the
state?
It's a year-to-year budget.
Okay. So that, right. Obviously, when you have that rainy day fund, folks want to get into that, and then there's others, Kirsten, who believe it should be built up. The more, the better. Yeah.
Right. Or at least not tapped into.
Into.
I think we should examine that. But I also think, you know, the most important thing is to find, you know, permanent sources of funding so that we are not just, the schools are not going hat in hand back to the legislature every single year just begging for money.
Yeah, so it's not this constant asking for money.
That's
and
right.
Finding, there's got to be a way.
Exactly.
Some kind of sustainable funding source.
That's right. So I think, a sales tax increase is part of the answer, but I don't think it can be the entirety of the answer.
All right. Kirsten, good luck to you. Kirsten Engel will be up at the state legislature for the swearing in, and the state of the state and the new session will begin on January 9th. Good luck to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Have you found a place to live up there?
Yes.
kind of like going to college again, isn't it? Sort of getting oriented and getting ready.
It is. Well, I'm looking forward to it. It'll really allow me to really just plunge in.
You done your Christmas shopping?
No.
Well, I've got a great idea for you if you're looking for a great way to decorate your home. Green Things, 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. They have just a beautiful selection of poinsettias, which just
wonderful.
Kind of the iconic flower of the holiday
season.
And the good news is they are on sale this week. So go by and say hello to Jan and Jack, fine sponsors of the Buckmaster Show, and tell them happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy Hanukkah. And Kirsten, I want to wish you all the best. Hope you have a great holiday season.
Same to you and to all your listeners.
Thank you very much. All right, coming up on 12:16, our certified financial planner, Shelley Fishman, is in the house giving me a thumbs up, which means another good day on Wall Street. We'll find out about it right after this.
Did you know that this year you can give more charitable tax credit dollars than ever before? And claim a dollar-for-dollar credit on your Arizona state taxes. The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 31 local charities, encourages you to put your state tax dollars to work in our community. It's easy. Feel good when you give at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Shelly Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And the gentleman seated to my left here in studio, Shelly Fishman, is the person we call upon for financial advice for our listening audience on the Buckmaster Show. He is Shelly Fishman. Shelly, how are you?
I am very well today. It's Tuesday and the market's up, and so that can't be happening.
The Christmas rally.
There you
but
go.
But you might also say, Shell, it's something like a good faith rally that we've had since the end, since the first week of November, since the election.
Yes, we've seen the stock market make relatively massive gains since the election, and those gains have been relatively focused. In other words, though it is certainly broad-based, there are certain industries that have done, or sectors that have done better than others, and those are the sectors that are anticipated to do well if President-elect Trump's policies that he talked about during the campaign were to be implemented, and those things would be stimulative in terms of, for instance, infrastructure, construction, and also tax cuts, which also tend to be stimulative in the short term.
And some of his cabinet appointments have talked about kind of a massive infrastructure projects for this country.
Yeah, we're seeing that.
Which might be kind of opposed to what some of his other cabinet members want to do.
Clearly, there is no consensus, but spending vast sums of money, and they're talking about $1 trillion, mm-hmm. on infrastructure, which is very much needed, should, you know, warm the cockles of every Democrat's heart. I mean, we've been talking about that for a long time and can't get it through Congress. So if the Republicans in, let's say, the first 100 days of honeymoon are willing to do something like that, I think it's something we should support. Now, there's clearly going to be issues within the economy of how that might get paid for, but the penalties for not paying for things are out, you know, several years. The benefits of doing it today are right away.
I think pretty much everyone's on the same page about infrastructure.
I hope so.
Yeah, I do too. But we really do need an upgrade in that area. Now, this, you as a financial advisor are hearing from your clients, I'm sure, here as we get ready to wrap up, put the wraps on 2016. What should you be looking for in your portfolio that possibly could kind of dovetail and be enhanced mm-hmm. by the economic policy?
Well, normally at this time of year, Bill, you'd be rebalancing, you'd be harvesting losses mm-hmm. and worrying about tax implications of where the portfolio has gone, especially since we've had such a tremendous change in the markets in the last quarter of the year. So this would be a time where you would be scrambling to get things back in balance. However, what we have now is this unprecedented uncertainty about what these kinds of economic policies, if they are implemented in the short order, could do to the bond markets and could do to the stock markets, and where those effects would be. And so what many of my colleagues and I are talking about is how you manage portfolios to take advantage, or the flip side of that, to defend yourself against the kinds of changes that could occur if we, for instance, begin to see interest rates going up and inflation spiking. What effect will that have on portfolios? How it'll affect, for instance, the fixed income or bond portion of a portfolio? How you fine tune your holdings to take into consideration, for instance, changes in the financial sector if Dodd-Frank were to be eliminated or changed significantly, if the Department of Labor's rules on fiduciary responsibility, which go into effect in 2017, if those were to be rolled back or significantly changed, how would that affect the price of the stocks in the financial sector? So those are things that are beginning to speak for a kind of active management that we haven't seen in more than a decade, where you begin to manage tactically and strategically simultaneously. And the people who are capable of doing that really are, I hate to say it, but few and far between. So what we're beginning to see in my business is that advisors are recommending to their clients to sign up for programs that actively manage their portfolio. And those are programs where advisors such as myself are managing the relationship with the client, but we're selecting others to manage how the portfolio is tweaked from day to day. Now, some of those managers can be third-party managers, and there are a bunch of those in the marketplace. Some of them can be the wealth management portfolio managers that exist within the broker-dealers of the advisor's family. One of the problems is that the more active programs, the more aggressive programs, the programs that get, quite frankly, the most high-quality attention, very often have investment minimums in order to get into those programs.
Sometimes they're up to $500,000.
I've seen them that high. I've seen them
250,000, something like that.
Some of the programs start at 100,000, okay. Some at 50. But to get into the real wealth management stuff,
right,
sometimes it's 10 million.
Whoa.
And so for the rest of us mortals, how do you take advantage of the fact that you need some non-traditional thinking, mm-hmm, that is really aiming at portfolio management? But a guy like me, I can, let's say I have 40 or 50 or 60 accounts or clients that are not automatically managed. If something were to happen on a Tuesday, there's no way I could adjust all of my portfolios, by Tuesday night or Wednesday. So it becomes a very attractive thing for me to discuss with my clients the benefits and, of course, the downsides of having some of these wealth management or some of these management companies really looking at their portfolios, paying the fee, because, mm-hmm, there's always fees involved, mm-hmm, to get that done. And you don't do it necessarily with all your portfolio, but moving in that direction. The other thing, that if the Department of Labor fiduciary rules go into effect, that kind of also pushes you into the area where your accounts become not just brokerage accounts paying for trades, but advisory accounts paying for a fixed percentage of your portfolio to the advisor, so that the advisor can then not worry about making trades when those trades need to happen because you're going to have to pay a commission, but rather that the fiduciary rule of doing the best thing for the client happens regardless of any incremental fees, because there are no incremental fees.
All right, Shelley. We will see you the day after Christmas, and then we Well, actually,
two
no.
2 days after.
2 days, yes. We'll see you after the day of Boxing Day,
there you go.
Which is the day after Christmas. But we will see you a week from today. And perhaps we can talk a little bit about Mr. Trump's cabinet that he's putting together, which is very kind of un-government, if you know what I mean. It's
sure.
much more business-oriented. And it is running the government like running a business?
That's a perfect question, and it's a great question to ask as we mm-hmm. enter into this new world.
And we will address it next week. Shelley, great to see you,
and
I hope you and yours, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends, and hope it's a great holiday for you. Thank you,
too, you
so much.
Thank you.
Be right back.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Food for the hungry, help for struggling families, and support for the aging. Every day, Interfaith Community Services helps people in need achieve stable, healthy, and independent lives. Hi, I'm Daniel Stalsfus, CEO at ICS. You can help and get a dollar-for-dollar tax credit when you donate to ICS with the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit. Reduce your state taxes up to $800 for a couple or $400 for singles. To donate, go to ICSTucson.org or call 297-6049. Your help will bring hope and change lives.
Do bees worry you? Do bees scare you? Would you like to know a pest control company who can give you options in dealing with this situation? How about bee removal? Or would you prefer to send them straight to bee heaven? Five Star Termite and Pest Control can give you these options. Call the professionals at Five Star, 886-0045, fivestar-termite.com.
Five Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. And with almost 60 flights a day taking off from Tucson International Airport nonstop to San Diego, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Oakland, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and easy one-stop connections to hundreds of destinations around the world, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We bring you national stories ignored by the mainstream media. Sources include the Washington Times News Service, Personal Liberty Digest, the National Center for Policy Analysis, the Washington Free Beacon, and the Heartland Institute. It is national news coverage from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at SOAZNewsX.com.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Wednesday at noon on our program, we'll preview the college bowl season. Also, an update on the 10-year anniversary of Mexico's war on the drug cartels. Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. We have worldwide live listening, podcasts, and our complete show archive on my website, which is buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Good selection there, Ray. A little bit of holiday bumper music, as we call it in the industry, intermission music between our segments. I've been looking forward to this segment because my friend Jeremy Brown, who's the owner of The Complete Canine, is with me in studio, and he has brought along my favorite dog, the three-legged wonder dog, Lacey. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am doing so well, and I'm so glad to see Lacey. Lacey has just been, every time I see this dog, it just cheers me up. And not that I need a lot of cheering up today, but when Lacey comes into the room, this dog knows how to really cheer folks up, doesn't she?
She sure does. She definitely loves people, and she makes her presence known.
She sure does. Well, congratulations are in order, Jeremy. For the second year in a row, the popular vote, which was conducted really across the country on who is the top dog trainer, and it goes to you, Jeremy Brown, for a second year in a row, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What is that? How did this competition come about? I know it was Great Mats is the company that puts this out.
Yeah, so this is the second year that they've done it, and basically they have, anybody can nominate a trainer. There's horse different categories. There's the horse trainer, dog trainer, and then other categories like best cheerleading coach and other many other ones. And I had last year two of my volunteers and clients nominate me, and then this year, and we won, and I won last year, and then this year I had like eight different people nominate me, and they actually announced the winner on the 30th, but I had, I think, over 400 more votes through the contest than the second place person, so we'll see what happens there.
Well, yeah, it'll be made official probably next week anyway, but the Complete Canine, your business, the first time we spoke with you, you were working with therapy dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now you've gone on to your own thing where you are the owner now and head training of this business. What does the Complete Canine, what does that business entail?
So we offer puppy playtime, puppy classes all the way through therapy dog training. I'm now an evaluator for therapy dogs as well, and work with Pet Partners of Southern Arizona. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the board members, and we basically we help anybody and everybody that needs therapy dogs. So from hospitals to retirement centers, schools, and we bring the therapy dogs to help people feel better, to teach lessons, and you know, have that non-judgment and a great furry friend there to kind of loosen people up.
When did you and Lacey join up?
So since 2013, we've been a therapy dog team, and my mm-hmm. other dog, Archie, and I are also registered as therapy dog team as well.
What happens when you've seen some wonderful, wonderful stories of therapy dogs and how they really can make a difference? Give us a few of those.
Oh, that's a good one. So with my own dogs, one thing that I noticed, we volunteer at UMC every mm-hmm. Every Tuesday afternoon, and I take turns bringing Lacey and Archie there. And it's really neat to see, especially the children. They're obviously in pain and not in, you know, the best spirits at the time. And the second we walk into the room, the dogs just brighten their day. They make them smile, they make them laugh, and they almost just forget about the pain that they're in and the struggles that they're going through. We also volunteer at the Crisis Response Center, and it's just such a neat place to volunteer. You make such a big difference when you go there because, you know, it's even a tougher situation, and the dogs just, you know, bring the people that are going through the toughest times into a better place and hopefully help with their recovery even as well. I've trained numerous dogs to pass the evaluations as well, and so many other stories. I love this one of my favorites. Her name is Coco. She's a pit bull that visits at Casa de los Niños. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she not only can bring that stigma of pit bulls down and have these kids realize that they're not as scary and bad as they think, but also many of them can relate to her much better because they had those type of dogs at home. And so it's pretty phenomenal.
Do the dogs have a sense of... how do I put this? Kind of they sort of pick up on the vibrations of whoever may even be touching them.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that correct?
Yeah, they feel emotions. I always say they feel emotions better than humans do. They can tell when you're sick or happy or sad or upset. And, you know, especially a therapy dog, they can, you know, they notice that and sense that and give you everything and more that you need.
Are most dogs trainable?
I think every dog is trainable.
Every dog is trainable.
You just have to be able to find the motivation. And, you know, some trainers use just treats all the time. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes you have to go outside of that realm. With my lab Archie, I used a tennis ball most of the time. And that actually worked a lot better than having food in your hand. So having that motivation, sometimes love, works just as well, you know.
And some of the animals, of course, unfortunately, have been abused, and then it becomes a different, probably a little more challenging for you, Jeremy Brown, when you're dealing with some of your clients who have secured an animal from Pima Animal Care Center or the Humane Society, and an animal perhaps has had a really tough time. What strategy then do you employ to bring that animal around?
That's a very good question. So, for example, I'm working with this amazing dog, Flora, that is a rescue that is 9 or 10 years old, was not good with people or other dogs when we first started. And yesterday she went on a field trip class at La Encantada and was able to walk through the crazy holiday busyness.
Yeah, I saw you posted that on your Facebook page, kind of a day outing for some of the dogs, and they all look so well-behaved and everything. And, and so for this dog, being around people and crowds, that was actually what you wanted to see. How that animal was going to react.
Mm-hmm. It was an amazing feat, too. She joined the group just like she was another dog and was able to make her mom, Jessica, super proud. So when we started, we did private lessons and taught her the basic commands and worked on solving problems and just building confidence, because most of the dogs, especially in a shelter situation or rescue situation, they lack confidence because of their upbringing and the bad situations that they had been through. And so from giving them attention and love and just supporting them and understanding what triggers or what, you know, bad situations can cause them to struggle, and, you know, kind of flooding them with those situations and getting them to, you know, basically teach them that, look, you did it, you're going to do it again. And I know it always sounds funny when I say this, but you didn't die, and we're going to have a good time.
Speaking with Jeremy Brown, he's the owner of the Complete Canine, and he is the expected to be the second annual National Dog Trainer of the Year. He certainly has won the popular vote. What kind of a venue do you use? Do you go to the individual's home, Jeremy, or is there a brick and mortar location where people come to you?
See, that's the great thing. We have multiple trainers that work for us, so we do all of the above. We actually mm-hmm. have a location off of 6th Street and 7th Avenue, mm-hmm. Across the street from the Davis Dominguez Gallery. Most people are familiar with that, mm-hmm. really close to Benjamin Supply. Mm-hmm. And we run group classes out of there and private lessons. We also do classes at parks, and we go to people's homes as well as those field trip classes that are at different locations throughout the week, just to, you know, really stimulate the dogs and you know, really help them grow and be able to listen in any environment.
Where can people find out more about you and the business?
Our Facebook page is a really good place to start, and then our website is CompleteCanineTucson.com. Mm-hmm. You can register for classes, look at the current schedules, and even pay for them right there on that website. So,
you do meet and greets with people and get to know the animals and see if the fit is right with you and the owner, right?
Absolutely. I'd love to have a sit down and kind of evaluate the situation, explain how I would approach it, and kind of get to know the dog. And it really helps solve problems when you're first starting. And with that first 30-minute sit-down, we usually see vast improvement right away.
Wow. All right, Jeremy Brown, congratulations, Dog Trainer of the Year Award, and second year in a row. And you're really doing a really great job, Jeremy. I want to commend you at the work you do with the therapy dogs and helping people out. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I want to wish you and yours and all of your four-legged friends, and in Lacey's case, his three-legged friend, a wonderful, happy holiday season.
You as well. Thank you so
much. Thank you very much. Buckmaster Show at 12:44 on this Tuesday afternoon, Christmas week. We'll be right back.
Enjoy the most magical time of the year with friends and family at Tohono O'Toole's annual Holiday Nights. Listen to musical performances as you stroll through the gardens decked with over a million twinkling lights. Holiday Nights takes place the first three Fridays and Saturdays in December from 5:30 to 8:30. Shop local this holiday season. Our museum shops are full of local art and unique gifts, including annual memberships to Tohono O'Toole. Tickets and event information are available at tohonoochule.org/holidaynights.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Traveling is more than just the flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved, almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Call out the holly, put up the tree before my spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again.
And of course, Ray Allen knows I love Johnny Mathis Christmas music, so there you go. This portion of the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday afternoon of Christmas week, presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. I speak of these people every day, and I'm so glad I do. I send so many listeners over there, people who have no idea there is this beautiful portion of southwest New Mexico that's very close to Tucson, 3-hour drive, but very different, and you get a nice experience. Many like to spend the weekend, some go for the day, but they love to go up to the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, walk through the ruins that were last inhabited in the late 1200s. So that's a lot of history over there. So check it out, southwestnewmexico.org. That's their website, full listing of the many places to stay, and there's some great places to stay, like Bear Mountain Lodge, which was just named in a book, 1,000 Places to See Before I Die, the 2017 edition. So there's a lot to do, a lot of places to see and things to do. All right, there are wonderful opportunities for Arizona taxpayers right now that have a unique opportunity to direct your tax money to schools and charities that you support. Charities like The Gap and The Gap Ministries, doing a great job here in Tucson. Tian Kennedy is with me right now. Tian, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you. Thrilled to be on your show.
Tell me a little bit about Gap Ministries.
Well, for one thing, Gap qualifies actually for a separate tax credit. It's different from the charitable tax credit. It's the foster care.
Oh, okay.
And so, and it's in addition to the charitable, so you can actually support your favorite charitable organization with working poor and a foster care agency, which is what Gap is.
I did not know.
Yeah.
So there's that kind of a separate category that falls into the foster care category.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's one of the main things Gap does. We care for about 400 foster children and teens every year in 14. They're considered group homes, but they're really like a large foster family. We have live-in house parent couples that live there 24/7. They have one evening off a week for a date night and 5 days off a month to go get a little respite. Other than that, it's their home, their kids. They treat the kids like their own. So.
And the Gap Ministry started a couple here in town, started back in the late 1990s.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's grown.
Yes, it sure has. Greg and Pam, really, the founders, started Gap, and they've walked the walk. Pretty much everything we do, they've done it first, and they continue to model it. There's lots of things they do that they step right in and take care of things, help people on their own. They're just really giving people.
Now, what are these splash houses that you talk about?
That's what we call our group homes.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we've called them since we first started. It's just our name for them.
Yeah.
But they're just really awesome. They're multi-age homes. So we have kids, pretty much the kids we get are elementary school age. Usually the little tiny ones go into foster homes. But the older kids are the ones that sometimes are harder to find foster homes for. Plus, we get sibling groups quite a bit. I'd say at least a third of our kids are part of a sibling group. Sometimes we'll have 5 kids come in, all from the same family.
Really?
And so instead of putting 1 in one foster home and 2 in another foster home, we can keep them all together while they're in foster care, which is really awesome for the kids. One less crisis to be in their lives, to be separated from their siblings.
These are kids that have really been through a lot, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely are, but they're resilient. It's amazing. You know, you see them and people come over to Gap sometimes to our diner. We have a diner that we open up to our volunteers and people that are getting tours, and they'll see some of our kids, and they're just kids like any other kids, you know. Mm-hmm. They've had some really crazy experiences, actually, but, you know, they bounce back with some love and some discipline, with some order. A lot of the kids come in have never sat at a dinner table in their entire life.
Oh, my goodness.
Some of them have never slept in a real bed. They've slept on a couch. We've had many kids that have never done Thanksgiving or Christmas. It's really interesting, things that you take for granted.
Sports activities?
Well, they're all of our kids are in schools, most mm-hmm. of them up in the Northwest, Wilson Elementary, or, you know, Wilson K through 8, Ironwood High School. So whatever things they're interested in, just like any other kid, they're involved in sports and band and different things like that, academics.
The athletic director at the U of A, Greg Byrne, and his wife, Regina, have been very involved. Haven't they helped you out a lot?
They just helped us recently. The Conquistadors mm-hmm. helped us to build something inside our warehouse. It's a sport court where the kids can come and play. We're going to use it for our kids that live with us. Plus, we also do supervised visits with families in the community who are trying to work to get their kids back out of foster care.
So, tell us how the people can help with this tax credit. Is it a complicated thing, or what do you do? What's the procedure?
You know, it's really pretty easy. The state has made it easier this year because they separated the two, like we talked mm-hmm. about. So now the maximum for charitable is $400 for individuals, $800 for couples, mm-hmm. and then the maximum for foster care is $500 individuals, $1,000 for couples. And depending on your tax liability with the state, you can do, you know, $800 and $1,000. You can do both plus your school tax credits. For us, you can go to our website, which is gaptaxcredit.com. That takes you directly to the website all about the tax credit.
Is GAP what does it stand for, the name GAP Ministries?
It stands for Standing in the Gap. We stand in the gap for children, for families, and for our community. So just trying to fill in those gaps between where people are at and where we believe we are a... We serve people indiscriminately, but we do it because of a faith component mm-hmm. that we believe God cares for each individual, that every life is important, everybody. And so, you know, you stand in the gap for one child, and that leads to healthy families and ultimately healthier communities.
It all goes to that one person can really make a difference, as you say, standing in the gap for that one person, and it just has that wonderful multiplier effect, doesn't it?
Yeah, we see it. We do see it. We see kids that come back that are adults now, and we
and
have
they
one.
They come back yeah. and they probably say thank you for everything you did.
Yeah, we have a girl that's working on her graduate degree at the University of Washington in social work, and she wants to go back and help kids just like her.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are some of the other programs coming on board? You've got the feeding. You do a feeding program, right?
We actually do. We the other side of GAP is our warehouse and food.
And catering. And,
yep, yeah. We have a chef. Our chef, John Hahn, was a Tucson Iron Chef in 2014.
Wow.
And he left the business tack room, uh-huh. Omni, all these great places to come work with us because he grew up in the Flowing Wells School District mm-hmm. and has a real heart for those children. So we mm-hmm. serve after-school dinners Monday through Friday at all the Flowing Wells School elementary schools and some other Amphi schools.
Do you help other nonprofits?
We do. We have a big warehouse, and it's called our Boost program, mm-hmm. and they can come and shop in our warehouse for, it's a $25 a month fee to be part of the Boost program, and then you can come and get items out of our warehouse to go out to needy people.
How about someone that would like to become a foster parent? Maybe they've heard this interview, and they are moved to actually try to help and be a foster parent.
Oh, man, that would be awesome. We mm-hmm. need foster parents. What I would say to
procedure?
We have once a month, we have an orientation. It's the second Monday of the month from 7 to 8. I believe I'm telling you the right time. Mm-hmm. And we provide dinner and childcare. So if you have children at home, bring the kids and just come and hear about it. Just learn more, find out more, ask questions of others that are curious, and then go from there.
How about your own experience? How did you meet Mr. Ayers, Jason Ayers, and one thing led to another? Or what brought you to GAP Ministries?
Well, I was actually working for another foster care agency in town and met the Ayers, and they told me that they were looking for somebody to do public relations. They hadn't really ever shared and out in the
public
that much.
They thought about really that component
of the
ministry.
They were kind of the best kept secret in town when I came along, and it was just they said, we're finally ready to share with other people what we do. It was mostly up in the Northwest, and they had help from some of the churches up in the Northwest that would help with things. So I've been there 5 years now, and I'm not up for being a foster parent. I don't feel like I've been called to it, but I foster dogs. Does that count?
Well, you probably had fun with Lacey, my friend, the three-legged wonder dog who was preceding you today on the show with Jeremy. And so this is really great that GAP is doing such good work in the community. And if you'd like to help, just go to start with your website.
That's right.
GAP.
MIN, short for ministries, so gapmin.com.
All right.
And you can find out about the orientations for foster care and all the other things
credit,
we do.
The whole thing is
if you're
there.
A nonprofit or involved with a nonprofit and want to find out more about our Boost program and participating, that's good too.
Tian Kennedy, thank you very much. I hope you have a lovely holiday season and
Bill.
A very healthy and prosperous 2017. All right, let's remind all of our listeners, gladly doing so, about the show this afternoon. Mic Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen. Then we do Wake Up Tucson 6 to 9, a show called Talking Culture, one of our newer local talk shows. Then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with Ray Allen, the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.